Hello and welcome. You're listening to Stay You Boo with me, Meg.
And me, Sam. The podcast where we have a coffee and unashamedly discuss whatever comes to mind.
From taboo topics to navigating life as a millennial.
Imagine a coffee date.
Or brunch.
With your bestie, but with a whole load of tech involved.
So without further ado, let's get into it. Hello. So today we're going to be talking about the phrase, the phenomenon, if that's a phenomenon, I'm not like the other girls, which is a phrase I've heard more times than I would have liked to. But before we start, obviously we have Combustion Chronicles. So we put up a few polls this week for our Combustion Chronicles, things that are quite often seen as stereotypically feminine or female. And we got quite a lot of responses. People are quite passionate about these, and I love that. So let's start with a bit random, but the colour pink. Now, I love pink. I don't care if it's a girly colour. I went through a phase of not liking pink when I was a lot younger, but now, no, I love it. A little bit of pastel pink tennis skirt, it's a bit of me. What about you?
That's so specific. I'm exactly the same. I wouldn't say I love the colour pink. I like it, but I definitely went through the same phase of not liking it. And I think we'll go into that a bit more later.
To be fair, I think most people agreed with us and they want to keep it. It's not being burnt. There were a few people who thought it was too girly, but I also know those people, or some of them anyway, and they're very much like, I want a black wedding dress. So, yeah, intense.
Hey, black wedding dresses, super cute.
Yeah. Okay, the next one is Botox, which is a bit controversial, and I understand why. It was a bit of a closer one. Most people are saying yes. And I'm personally on the side of, yes, if you want Botox, you get Botox. I don't think that I'll want it, can't say for sure, but I'm tired of women being shamed for getting Botox.
Yeah, 100%. I agree. I think if that's something you want to do, then why not? I think I personally wouldn't get it, I don't think. But then again, if I suddenly start to age drastically at the age of 30, who knows?
Yeah, exactly. We can't predict these things. Right? I'm definitely going to be that person who goes from looking 12 to looking 84 overnight.
I'd imagine that. aging can be a bitch. So yeah, I wouldn't say never. I can't see it happening. But also, like, people that do get it, go for it, man. Like, you look fab. I mean, you look fab anyway, but if you feel better with it, then why not?
I think the issue I do have with it is quite often I think we see it as necessary because of the pressures put on from society rather than because we actually want to be wrinkle-free. It's because society's taught us that's more attractive.
Yeah, true. I also think part of my hesitance with it is I'm pretty sure Botox is quite a potent poison.
I mean, in certain quantities, yeah.
Yeah, but then equally so, like, I do lots of unhealthy things, so I'm really not one to talk, so...
Oh, yeah, the amount of coffee I drink. It's not okay.
Yeah, so, like, in the back of my mind, it's, like, probably not great for your body, but then I'd be a massive hypocrite if I was like, that's a reason to not get it.
Yeah, that makes sense. So we're keeping it, but we're going to put societal standards in the bin. That can burn. I'm not even going to put a poll up for that.
Yeah, I feel like we'd all agree with that one.
Absolutely. Another one, which, to be fair, almost every single person agreed on, was like lacy bras, you know, like those cute little ones that don't really offer any support or anything apart from just like looking hella cute. And everyone is loving them.
Okay, that's interesting. And do you know what? Are we talking about bralettes or are we talking about, like, can they be padded with lace on them?
They can be. I'm talking about, like, you know, the ones that you get from, like, I don't know, Ann Summers, and literally they are not serving a purpose. Their function is to look good.
Yeah, I think I have an issue with those purely because I am larger chested.
Fair.
So I do actually require the support. otherwise it gets quite painful. So
yes. Oh my gosh, running up and downstairs. It's not the one.
Yeah, like it's horrendous. So yeah, I think I definitely appreciate them and they're so pretty and I wish I could wear them, but purely for the reason that I can't wear them. I wouldn't say burn them because that's not fair on everybody that can. but
yeah.
I'd say keep them for those that are lucky enough to be able to wear them.
That makes sense. We had not a similar response, but someone saying 85% of the time I want to wear just a normal bra. But then, you know, the other 15% of the time, you know, you just want to feel yourself a little bit. And sometimes that involves wearing a cute bra.
Yeah.
And do you know what? I agree with this girl. Definitely.
And with a matching set, there's no better feeling.
The matching sets. I wish my life was that together.
Literally, I can't even find like matching pairs of socks.
And the last one, because then we'll actually get onto the topic, was thongs. Mm-hmm. And I thought this would go the other way, but 79% of people love them. And I want to burn them. Can we, please? They are not comfortable. They're not practical. The only good thing that was pointed out to me by one of our followers was good for escaping the VPL. And do you know what I say to that? Embrace the VPL. What's wrong with it?
See,
not putting a thong on. It's not comfy. Oof.
We're going to have fights, Meg. I love them.
No.
Why? I literally wear them all the time. They're so much more comfortable for me personally. I think it's to do with like your body. And I think everybody is comfortable wearing different things. And for me, thongs are genuinely the most comfortable underwear for me to wear.
I mean, it's literally a constant wedgie, but you've chosen it.
It's not, because if it's a wedgie, then it's probably too tight. If it feels like that.
Oh, I don't know. Can we please burn something and let it be thongs?
No, I'm not burning thongs. I literally live in them. Other than when I'm on my period, because that's just not practical.
Exactly. This is what I mean, practicality-wise.
No, that's because, like, that's to do with bleeding and having the coverage needed if you don't feel like wearing a tampon, which I don't always feel like wearing. It's like the practicality of literally it's not enough space to put a pad on it.
The problem is, most people agree with you. So
exactly.
I am going to have to let this one go.
I've never felt so smug in my life.
Wow. I feel a bit sad.
I'm sorry. I am really sorry that you feel that way. But hey, I gave you guys bralettes. Be nice.
Yeah, this is true. But despite having four things, we're not burning anything.
No, we're being very generous.
Very generous. You've all escaped the fire.
Oh, wait. We burnt societal pressure.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't really part of it, but yeah. So, let's get on to the topic. So, like I said, we're talking about I'm not like the other girls. And I think most people will have come across this phase in some form. And it's that moment where you feel the need to set yourself apart. You distance yourself from other women. And it's almost like giving yourself an accolade. Or somebody else might say it, oh, you're not like the other girls. Almost implying that there's something bad about being like the other girls.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's a 100% a backhanded compliment. It's like,
yes.
You're good because you're not like what I expected you to be like.
Yes, it's definitely a backhanded compliment. That's the perfect description. And honestly, I remember when I was thinking about it the other day, I was like, who are these other girls of whom we speak? Like, who are they? Who are the other girls? Can I meet them, please? We've just branded the whole of, like, the female gender with the same stereotypes. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you. What do you think when people say, you're not like the other girls? What, for you, what are the other girls, or who are they?
So that's a really interesting question, because I guess my idea of who the other girls are has changed growing up. So when I was a teenager, as teenagers do have a very funny image of the world generally, I imagine them to be like the queen bee in the classic American films. Like, you know, Mean Girls? Regina.
Yes.
Like 100%. That's who I picture.
She is the other girl.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess that was who I thought of. But like now when people say it, I think of like the whole, anybody that identifies as female. And I just think you're wrong.
That's really good though, because that's growth and we love a bit of growth. But for me, I still get, I think when people use that phrase, they're referring to those girls that you see on Instagram with, or in real life sometimes, with perfect makeup, who are always dressed to impress, who spend money and time on their appearance, who Instagram their brunch dates and sometimes look a bit ditzy, don't want to break a nail, and exist to please men. And I think it's that stereotype that people are saying, oh, you're not like. And it's that stereotype that we have of females, which of course some girls do fit into. And you know what? Even if they are the sort of girls you're referring to, I want to be like them. I love their confidence. I love that they are gorgeous. If they're happy, then that's great. But like I said, I think saying the other girls, it is othering them and putting them all in a heap and assuming that they're all the same.
Well, yeah, I think that's why I am so vehemently against this whole... I think originally the other girls was like this twisted, disgusting, misogynistic idealism of what a girl or a woman should be. And I think when you say not like the other girls, it means you're special or you're different in some unique way. And
yeah.
I think that implies that a majority of girls are like that stereotype or that idealism. And
yeah,
that is where my mindset has much more shifted to when, like I said, when I think of this, I think of everyone that identifies as female. Because that would imply the majority of girls, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I completely agree. I think you worded that really, really well. And just almost being told or telling somebody that you're not like the other girls. I liked the way that you referred to it as like almost making out that you're special. Mm. And that just isn't the case. It feels like it's almost portrayed as an achievement to be different from all the other people.
Yeah.
Like we're almost implying that the women who are the other girls are inferior. Mm-hmm. And I think especially when we as women use this phrase, we're like undermining other women rather than lifting them up.
Yeah.
And 100%. That's just not what feminism is about. Like we should be supporting these traits, and they're not something to be ashamed of, if that's what you're talking about when you say that. I just think it puts down the whole of our gender, and why do we do that?
Well, I think it does put down the whole of our gender, but not because of what we're saying other girls should be like. There's nothing wrong with the things that are stereotypically other girly. But it's the fact that it portrays this idea of identifying as a woman being so one-dimensional and restrictive.
But I also think it's saying as well that feminine traits are weak and less than, like, stereotypically feminine traits. And I don't really understand why that would be, because women are fabulous and strong and just fantastic. But by using this phrase, you're saying that feminine traits are negative and something that's not to be desired.
Yeah.
I just think, yeah, it's saying almost like being female is bad, but at least you're not, like, you're not very feminine.
Yeah, it's a patriarchal construct.
Absolutely. It just highlights our internalized misogyny that we all have. And it's not our fault to an extent, but you need to start challenging it.
Yeah, and that is, it's hard, man. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I definitely, growing up, had a huge internalized misogyny. I definitely went through the whole not like other girls phase.
Yeah, same.
I would always say, like, I like to hang out with guys more. I don't like the color pink. I'm very sporty and that makes me different. And, like, that's just not true at all.
I'm the same. Like, I'm a bit scruffy and I went through that phase of not liking pink, not wearing skirts or dresses. I still climb trees and stuff like that, which are seen as more masculine traits, I suppose.
How rude. It's like saying women can't have fun.
Yes, that's exactly what it's saying. So yeah. And although I would love to say that it's when I was younger, it really isn't. Like, I used to be jealous of those girls as well who would be like, oh, I'm a guy's girl. I'm a boy's. Like, I get along better with boys because I've always got along better with girls. And I used to be almost like ashamed of that. But I'm a girl's girl. Like, hell yeah, I'm a girl's girl.
Well, I think the thing with that is I definitely used to say it and I hate myself for it. Like, amen to personal growth.
Yes, but some people do get along better with boys.
And that is true. And I think that there's nothing to be ashamed of, but I think it was the mindset I was in, like it was a rebellious act. It was like I was taking the stereotypes that were, I felt were like pressurizing me to be a certain way. And I was like, not only rebelling against them, but going overboard with it.
Yes.
And being like, well, just to spite them, I'm not going to be that person. Like I love my female friends. Like all my friends now are like you and my friends that I met at school, and most of them are female and like they're the closest people to me. And so it wasn't even true. Like I loved my female friends then and I love them now. It was just then I was almost hiding behind this aggressive stereotype rebellion.
No, I completely agree, because we do paint women as well as like being quite bitchy and things like, and quite shallow. And so it's almost seen as quite cool to be one of the lads, one of the boys. But at the end of the day, yes, some females might be like that, but I wouldn't say it's a majority. And actually, a lot of the traits that these women have are the same as the ones that men have. But when a woman does it, it's seen as like, bitchy, controlling.
I'm so glad
whereas
you said
a man
that.
Does it, yeah. It's a man is being like honest and confident. Powerful. Yeah, confident.
Yeah, 100%. Whereas women, if we speak our mind and it goes against the patriarchy, we're aggressive, we're extremist. And it's just like, I don't know, I think it's just this idea that women just don't have a place in society unless they're conforming to this stereotype.
Yeah, that's such a good point.
And this has turned into a bit of a feminist rant, because like to point out there is also the phrase, you're not like other guys, and that is a problem as well. But for the sake of this episode, we are just focusing on the not like other girls trope.
Yeah, but I'll do it with medicine and stuff sometimes. So I'll say, I'm not like other medics. And again, it's putting everybody into one box and expecting everybody to have the same attributes, and also at the same time saying all of those attributes are wrong. There are just so many layers to it being problematic. I think there's another part of it almost that comes into it, and it's almost like a pressure to be different. You know, you mentioned earlier about being special, and I think sometimes by saying I'm not like the other girls, it's saying, look at me, I'm unique, I'm different, I have something that makes me stand out, I'm not just like everyone else. So I think it is sometimes a little bit more complicated than just not being like the gender, if that makes sense.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, 100%. I think that a lot of that kind of feeling special and unique, everybody wants to feel like they have a purpose. And everybody, like the feeling of being unique is a weird human thing that we all crave, regardless of how almost idiotic it seems. But like, it's this whole idea of like wanting to be unique, but also wanting to have friends and fit in. And it's just so like,
it's so confusing. It's a complete juxtaposition.
That's the word I was looking for. Yes. It's a complete juxtaposition. They're total opposites, and yet we want them both.
Yeah.
Which just kind of,
I want to be unique, really, but I want to fit in.
Yeah. And I think it's the kind of almost romanticism of being unique was definitely spread through media and like pop culture, especially when we were growing up, like the 90s and noughties. There were so many films, like romance, rom-coms, or even like supernatural sagas, like Twilight, for example. Like,
oh,
the female protagonist is always a bit quirky, a little bit like unusual. There's always the phrase, you're not like everybody else. A bit different phrasing, but we all know what they meant. And like, so I was just gonna say, and like, it's even in music. Like, I remember Taylor Swift's, one of her first albums.
I love her. I'm a Swiftie. Please, this is gonna be mean, isn't it?
No, I love Taylor Swift and I think she's awesome. I'm all for like women just in general doing well, so I think it's amazing that she's so successful in what she does. But we all make mistakes. And she, in one of her songs, there's like a line, there's like a, it's all about her and this guy. I can't remember which song it is. It's already bothering me. It's like,
Sammy proceeds to provide a beautiful rendition of a well-known Taylor Swift song.
It's called You Belong With Me.
We are not putting me singing in this podcast. It was just,
oh, you want to be a little bit. I'm in charge of editing.
Yeah, You Belong With Me. So there's lines in You Belong With Me that just kind of like emphasize this whole, I'm not, I guess it's the popular girl. That's the trope.
That's actually a very good example.
Yeah. And it's everywhere, like in loads of films, not just Twilight and Taylor Swift songs. Like one of my all time favorite rom-coms is 10 Things I Hate About You. And the whole point of that was to, I mean, it's based on Taming the Shrew, which is a Shakespeare. And
you love a fun fact.
You know me. So it's the female protagonist. She used to be popular and then she had a bad experience and now she literally does everything to not be that person anymore. And I guess it comes down to the difference between not conforming to stereotypes because it's not you. And like down with the patriarchy, which I'm all for, but not taking that too far to a point where you're now changing who you are to avoid being that stereotype.
Yeah, exactly. And it's almost like what we said about identity. It's like, it just be yourself, and that doesn't matter about like, because we are all unique, we are all different, even if we don't think we are. And also, when you brought up 10 Things I Hate About You, I think one example of a film that I thought was quite good in almost both breaking down but not completely destroying female stereotypes was Legally Blonde, because Elle Woods is definitely like those other girls. She walks around in tiny pink skirts and carries little handbags with her chihuahua in.
She looks freaking great doing it.
She really does. But she doesn't pretend, and she's intelligent, and she has drive, and she pursues her dreams, and she supports other women as well. She's such a feminine character, but also really, like, badass, and has these traits that, I don't know, are something that I think are definitely seen as desirable.
Yeah.
And so if being like the other girls means being like Elle Woods, then yes, sign me up.
She is an icon. Yeah, I think with that, a lot of this whole not like other girls, especially if it's like coming from that like almost internal misogyny, it stems from insecurity, right? Like, definitely for me growing up, it stemmed from insecurity. And rebellion, but mostly insecurity. look, I'm not rebellious in many ways, but this one I'm really good at. So I think when I like to avoid being almost like found out in the ways that I'm not like the other girls, like the things that make me not stereotypically female, like desirable in the man's eye, I would kind of emphasize the uniqueness of it, I guess, which is so lame. And
yeah.
I hate that I use that.
No, I get that.
But it's weird because I've lost my point. Oh, that's really bird just distracted me.
Oh my gosh, what a mood.
I feel like it was a good point as well. That's really good. So it stems from insecurity, but I think what Elle Woods showed in what I think is honestly a revolutionary film.
Phenomenal.
So good. Is that it's the identity of what makes you a woman, and the fact that so many people still have that idea of women not being able to do certain things or having to sacrifice feminism. Is that the right word? Femininity. Having to sacrifice femininity to be bold and to be confident and to be intelligent is just, it's not necessary.
Yes, you can have both.
Yeah, and it's like this whole, there's been a lot of trends on TikToks being like, find you a girl that can do both. And it's like wearing Converse and wearing heels. It's like, well, I'm pretty sure every girl in every country owns at least one pair of Converse and one pair of, or at least like some form of casual trainer. And a pair of heels. Like, what is that showing you?
Do you know the other TikTok trend, which really grinds my gears, and which a couple of people have also said the same to me, is other girls hate me because. And I'm like, have you seen it? It's like, other girls hate me because,
I don't even know.
Like, I'm pretty, basically because I'm pretty kind of thing. And it's like, No, I love
well,
that's
it. Hella paranoia right there.
I just think, can we stop bringing down other women?
Yeah, 100%. I think, sadly, I think this kind of idea of women and the fact that some girls feel threatened by other people's successes, it's a result of our society and our culture and the patriarchy. I'm going to keep coming back to it.
Yeah, might need its whole own episode.
Yeah, 100%. Just like plot against the patriarchy, that would be great.
Oh, I'm ready.
Yeah, it's, I For God's sake, Meg, my brain's like a sieve today.
Mine is every day.
What was I talking about? Literally, yeah. I've forgotten my whole thought
TikTok
process.
TikTok trends.
Oh, yeah. So it's definitely a result of the patriarchy. And I think it just needs to go away. Like, like you said, women need to build each other up. Like, there's not enough representation in the roles that there needs to be representation in. Mm. Like, yes, there's been progress. Yes, there's this whole bullshit about all companies encouraging diversity. But it's just not actually true. They're not showing it because women still aren't in higher roles. They're still not getting equal pay. This has turned into a feminist argument. I'm really sorry. But it just, women can't be against each other in this fight. And it is a fight.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. I think we just need to remember that we are all in a similar position, and there's nothing wrong with being feminine. And I think that's just something that really, it's taken me a while to realize, but being feminine doesn't have to be a negative thing.
It's not a negative thing. It's not that it doesn't have to be. It's not. It literally isn't.
That's true.
And this whole, I'm not like other girls thing, I'm sorry, just one last point.
No, go.
This whole I'm not like other girls thing, it's almost like it was invented to combat women working together.
Oh, yeah, that's so true.
It's like it was invented by people that don't want women to succeed, people that want them to stay in their place, air quote marks, and it causes a rift. It causes girls to think that they're hated because they're beautiful, or that they can't like sport and wear makeup on the weekends at the same time. Like,
yeah, it turns women against each other.
Yeah, and it limits them. Us. Yeah. It limits us.
Yeah. Do you know what? I am like the other girls. I'm going to give you three reasons why I'm like the other girls. Just three. There are so
many. Lay it on me.
Okay. I love fashion. I like dressing in a way that makes me feel good. Might not always be a feminine way, but I love that. And that is seen as a feminine thing, fashion. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Number two, I Instagram my coffee and my brunch dates. I force my friends to pose for photos. I want to take a selfie with them. I want to make those memories. And yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I mean, I am a bit ashamed, but I'm learning not to be. And number three, I have an intrinsic self-hatred, which is perpetuated by societal pressures for me to act in a certain way.
Very well articulated, Megan.
Thank you. Not the most positive, but again, something which I feel all women, well, not all women, thankfully, but so many of us have in common, because we are forced to feel like this.
Yeah.
And we just end up hating our own gender because of it.
100%.
So yeah, I am like the other girls.
Okay. So I found this really difficult to give just three, and I'm probably not going to only mention three, but this is the ones I came up with. So, number one, I identify as female. I use she, her pronouns. That makes me like other girls.
Yes, I love that. Going back to basics. Yeah.
Yeah. My second one is that, so these, I guess you took yours in a different direction to the way I took mine. So these are very like...
Well, I was just going to say we love all directions. So yeah. You go.
So my second one is I am brave and I am resilient. Even if I don't feel like it most of the time. But evidence has shown that I'm a force to be reckoned with. Like pretty much every girl I know.
I concur.
So that is my number two. My number three, and this one hit home a little bit. I grew up feeling like I have to hide or adapt my intelligence to make other people, mostly boys and men, feel more comfortable around me. And this is something that has bothered me a lot And it even affects the way I talk about what I do now.
Oh my gosh. That third one hit different.
Right? Like it's just so, it's sad. Like, women are intelligent and we shouldn't feel like we're boasting to say that.
No. And we definitely do downplay it.
All the time.
Oh, wow. And I'm going to have to go away and think about this for a while.
So it's something I am now very conscious of trying not to do. But at the same time, like, my social anxiety prevents me from completely embracing it, because other people's comfort is always more important than my own. So yeah, it's an interesting one. Can I just mention some of the others, because I love them?
Go for it.
Okay. So I love playing hair and makeup, as lots of girls do, not all girls, and that's totally cool whichever way. My favourite part of a night out is the one-night besties you get in the the hotels? In the toilet.
Yes. They are the best. They're the greatest people you will ever meet in your life. No one else will big you up as much as those
Literally,
girls.
Literally, they are your biggest fans. And like, I've never had a one-night stand, but my God, have I had a one-night bestie so many times. I still think about them sometimes. Like, they're my favourites.
Aww. I've normally forgotten by the morning.
I mean, yeah, the details aren't always
there. Anyway.
One of my biggest ones is I'm a helpless romantic. And this is something I hide quite a lot. But it's really obvious in what I like all the books I read and the fact that I am obsessed with Disney. Like, deep down, I just love the whole whirlwind romance and the undying love. And in an ideal world, that would be what I would want in my life. But it's not an ideal world, and people suck sometimes. So I'm very realistic, but at the same time, yeah, I'm definitely a sucker for romance, which makes me almost vomit in my mouth.
Oh, I actually did.
Are you sure? But yeah, that's a few of my other ones.
And if listening to us ramble about this phrase and why it's so problematic for the past half an hour or so hasn't really made it very clear, there are other resources which put it much more concisely. So we'll link some of those down below. There's quite a good YouTube video on it, I think. Who's it by again?
Tiffany Ferg.
Tiffany Ferg. So I will link that down below. A little bit more concise if you want to hear more about the topic after this shambles of an episode.
So full of confidence, Meg.
Oh, absolutely. Me, always. Like I said, intrinsic self-doubt and whatnot. But yeah, in the meantime,
like, comment, follow on Instagram, and subscribe, rate and review on whatever podcast listening platform that you are listening to our beautiful voices on right now.
It really does help.
It really does. It means the world to us. We love listening to your feedback. We love getting in touch with you. And yeah, just support women, you know? Kind of cheap marketing trick, but whatever. But as always, stay you.
And we'll speak to you next time.